Hi, it's Juliet the Rabbi coming to you from New York City. Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to talk about a hard pill to swallow in Kitavo this week during my convalescence from what turned out to be not COVID over the past weeks. I actually think it was strep throat. Can last a long time. I got hooked on a show. It's called New Amsterdam. It's a little preachy, but the main character, well, it's kind of hot. The messages are also really good, and it seems to be competing with Grey's Anatomy in so many ways, especially when it comes to shocking surprise endings. It's like, if you've seen Grey's Anatomy, then you know what I'm talking about. Just when you think things couldn't possibly get any worse, they're already so bad, and you're like, okay, this is going to be okay now, then they get worse. It's like even worse, and it's like, ah! And so it takes your breath away, and it leaves you with your jaw open. It's a lot like this week's Torah portion. The curses God promises the people if they don't follow God's commandments once they're in the promised land are beyond most of our imaginations. It just goes on and on. They can leave you with your jaw open. Like, you'll be so hungry that you'll be eating your own children. Stuff like that. The promise of blessings is equally extreme. If the people do all the commandments, then everything's going to be great. You're going to have lots of babies and there will be no illness in the land. I mean, stuff like that. And you would think, from what the Torah says, that we are not human beings, but rather human doings, because we have to do so many things. And isn't that how most of us behave most of the time? Isn't that what our culture teaches us? This show, New Amsterdam, is based on a book about the famous public hospital, Bellevue, in New York City, set in the present day. It's a public hospital. They provide, you know, free of charge. Anybody can go there. And the show shows what medicine could look like in a world where profits were not the goal. It's about this doctor who behaves as if he can single-handedly change the state of American medicine. And just as importantly, it's about a doctor who doesn't know how and when to let go and be a patient himself. He repeatedly refuses to surrender to his own illness while he's trying to single-handedly save the entire world. He acts like he's God. And as if he just keeps doing, he can fix the system and he'll miraculously get better from his illness without slowing down. But what good will he be to this hospital and his patients if he's dead? By the way, I forgot to mention that he's the director. So he's got a lot on his shoulders. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I find his character very relatable. Just keep going, even though we know that it's not good for us. I do that. And then, of course, I crash. Like, great example. I mean, I was so proud that with my current illness, and I'm finally truly on the mend, which is fantastic, after 3 weeks. Today is the third week. Oh, tomorrow's my birthday, by the way. September 1st. 61. I'll be 61. So let me not get sidetracked here. I was so proud that with this illness that I had, that it didn't stop me at all in the beginning. For like the first week, I was just like, oh, but I'm not so sick that I can't do all my work. At least I'm sitting at the computer. At least I'm continuing to work on my book. And oh, I didn't tell you I'm writing a book. But anyway, more on that later. And I kept telling people and myself that I wasn't that sick. But of course, that wasn't true. And finally, I had to surrender. I was forced to surrender. And I think the Torah sends us the same message as our present-day American culture. If we just do everything right, as it says in this parsha, then we will be blessed beyond our imaginations. With all I was doing, I should have single-handedly gotten us all entry into the promised land. I mean, I eat all the right foods, I do all the right exercises, I take all the home remedies, I go to the doctor, I get the right amount of sleep, I've lowered my own blood pressure by changing my diet. I swallow all the right pills, and not too many. Plus, I meditate, and I do deep breathing, and I take cold showers, all the things I'm supposed to do. Is anyone, by the way, giving out any gold stars for perfect behavior? Because type A personality here, like that's me. I mean, the way I act, I should live forever at this rate. And I most definitely shouldn't have gotten sick is what's in my head all the time. Like, why am I sick? But it's just not true, because sometimes we get sick despite doing everything right. And we will all die at some point, despite our best efforts to the contrary. I know I've said that before, but it's true. And it's a fact of being human. You can fact check that if you like. It's a very popular thing to do these days. Fact check it. Are we going to die? But recognizing that sometimes we are vulnerable, not sometimes, but that we are vulnerable and that we are sick and that we are going to die, it's a really hard pill to swallow. We just can't somehow as humans accept that. And I personally can't seem to surrender until I'm forced. And maybe you're like that too. I think a lot of people are like that. And on the other hand, as Jews, we are known to be all about the law, right? The commandments. So much of Jewish spiritual practice is in the doing, the commandments. Jews have gotten so much backlash because of our laws. Most of that from Christians, from Christianity. It's like, oh, we don't need the laws. We just have to believe in Jesus and then we'll be saved. It's your laws, you Jews, you have too many laws. But our laws, our commandments are spiritual tools. They are spiritual technology to help us connect to a higher power. They're tools put in place to help us surrender to that power and give up our own will to control, to help us remember that we are not God or even little gods ourselves. The high holy days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are a perfect time to make new commitments. And it can be overwhelming. There's always the pressure to do more, to fix the problems of our lives and the world. This is, you know, we make these during the certain prayers. It's like we're committing. Oh, Ashamnu, we've done wrong. And how are we going to fix the world now? What are we committing to for next year? To take care of the hungry, to take care of the marginalized. So here we are making more commitments to doing, which is like more commandments. And there's always the pressure to do more, like I said. But if we took a step back and thought about being more than doing, being more and doing a little less, that might be helpful. It might help us find the right balance that doesn't sacrifice our very being. So while thinking about which biblical commandments I might take on for the coming year, the things I might do better or more of, whether it's a ritual or an act like participating in feeding the hungry or taking care of the marginalized, taking care of the earth, fixing all the problems that need to be fixed, I also commit to recognizing myself more as a human being with human limits. Not a god, not even a little tiny god. And for those of you who are thinking there must be one more thing I haven't tried, and I'm talking to you, thinking about talking to me, like, oh, maybe you haven't taken, do you take garlic and have you done this? People like to come to me with one more suggestion for me so that I can be healthier, because There's got to be something I'm missing. We all have this instinct to examine that need to fix ourselves or someone else. But maybe there's nothing else. Maybe there are times to just stop and allow and surrender and be. Because we all get sick. Because we're all going to die. Oh, that's a terrible way to end. So what are you committing to for yourself? I want to suggest that it's not just in the doing, but in how you're going to be more without doing more. So if you want there's a place where you can put in a little note. You can respond to my podcast. You can talk about tell me what you're committing to for this year. Which Jewish commandments or not, and or which things about along the lines of what I've talked about, or your own, like how do you want to be transformed this year? What do you want to do differently, or how do you want to be differently in the coming year? So Shabbat Shalom. My website is realrabbinyc.com. You can go there and explore all about me and about what I offer and what I do in the world and what I'm trying to do in the world. And you can also make a contribution. You can find my blog. You can find my blogs there. Got stuff in Spanish. Yep. Okay. So good Shabbos. And until next time. And we're almost at Rosh Hashanah. Oh my God. All right. Bye. Until next time.